Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And today is one of those shows where we're going to be talking about something, again, that is a very controversial topic. Now, I first want to thank my Heavenly Father for blessing me and waking me up this morning. Okay, I guess I am reconnected, but we was experiencing some technical difficulties, and it is showing, but for some reason, hopefully we are on the air. So, Pastor, if you can hear me, call back again, and let's see. It says that the host is disconnected, but I am connected. All right, let me give this information to the pastor because I don't know what is going on with this. Let me tell him to call this number. Okay.
Hello. 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 Boy, this is not a good day. We're having technical difficulties. Sorry, people. We apologize for the error. We're going to try again. Hello.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hello. Okay, so it appears the show is on. Okay, so we just need to get Jeanette logged in now. So today we're talking about the true meaning of Christmas, and we want everyone to understand what Christmas is all about. In doing that, the first thing I want to turn everybody's attention to is to John 3:16, and on John 3:16, it lets us know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that is the biblical meaning behind Christmas. The biblical meaning is that God knew that we needed a Savior. And from the very beginning of time, God had this plan in mind. And so God wanted a family for his family to go through. And that's why God chose Abraham. And through the line of Abraham, we see David, we see different ones, but it comes all the way down to Jesus. And Jesus was born, most theologians estimate, sometime in September. And so we know that because it was the end of the summertime. And, you know, it was the end of the harvest, these type of things. They had the sheep and everything. And what we understand is that, you know, if there were sheep and different things out, it couldn't have been winter time, a harsh winter time. So they estimate somewhere time in September. How we get the December 25th date is because of the Roman influence. And some people call it the pagan influence. And this was under the Emperor Constantine. And so under Constantine, we had the date set as December the 25th. And because the Romans ruled the world at that time, that's how it came about. And so in 325 AD, Constantine the Great, the first Christian Roman emperor, set the date as an immovable feast, meaning that December 25th was going to be the date that we celebrate Christmas from here on out. It was introduced as a day of celebration with the true meaning of Christmas as the celebrated birth of our Lord and Savior. And the reason why this was so important is because Christian now have become the religion of the world. Constantine made a prayer unto God through the belief of his mother, who was a converted Christian, that if the Lord gave him favor, allowed him to become emperor of a whole Rome, to unite the kingdom, that he would celebrate and make Christianity the religion of the empire. And that's exactly what he did. And so with Constantine doing that, that's how we get this date. He also introduced Sunday as a holy day in a new seven-day week, okay, and then also introduced Easter too, and Easter being movable, which we understand as it is. And so when we look at Christmas, we understand that it is about gift-giving, and the ultimate gift was given by God in the wrapping of his son. And so his son came about to us as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the important thing for believers to understand. When we look at Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 through 25, we see that this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Now, for Christian believers, we call this, you know, the Immaculate Inception, and it is important for us to believe this. It's an important belief. It's a dogmatic belief for Christians to believe that Mary was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, being a just man, okay, was faithful to the law, and yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, and so he was mindful. He had in mind that he was going to divorce her quietly, but then this is where we see that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and advised him, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So Joseph, being on the line of David, understood this also. He understood about the lineage. And when you receive a vision like this coming from the Lord, from the angel of the Lord himself, you know, Joseph did the right thing. It's a big question on what people will do. But when Joseph woke up, Joseph did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do, and he took Mary home to be his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage, as the word of God lets us know, until she gave birth to her son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And so this is how we understand it. There are some denominations or religions, if you will, that do not celebrate Christmas, and that's okay. There are people that question, is Christmas for Christians? Is Christmas biblical? And because it came about through the Emperor Constantine, that's okay too. Those things shouldn't separate us. The important thing to understand is that to know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's what's most important to me when I talk about Christmas. It's a time of coming together. It's a time of us being Christ-like in the sense that we want to understand what it is to give and what it is to have a heart of giving and to set aside a time and to show that, okay? I open up this talk today with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I think it's important for us to recognize the fact that the gift is that God gave his Son. It's not so much important that this day, if we missed it because we don't have the correct days. No, it is the fact that we are celebrating it every day. We celebrate Christmas throughout the year by being Christians. We celebrate Christmas throughout the year by showing love. We celebrate Christmas throughout the year by giving. Okay? Isaiah 7 and 14 lets us know that, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. Later on in Isaiah, the 9th chapter, it says, for a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This is so profound because these are all the names of Jesus. This is what he stands for. He is our counselor when we're in trouble. He is the mighty God to let us know that he is our fortress, Psalms 91. He is the eternal Father to know that we have eternal life through him, to know that he understands all, sees all, and knows all. And then the Prince of Peace. When things are smooth, when things are rocky, we have peace because of our Savior. And so those are the things that we talk about on Christmas. People make a lot of controversy. They talk about different reasons why, but it's important for us to understand that the heart of Christmas is to be celebrated every day, and it's okay to set aside a day of the year to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then to also celebrate the spirit of Christmas itself through the giving spirit of Saint Nicholas, who was a real saint, who gave out gifts every day. Also to take into mind the time that it is good to set aside a feast, to set aside a time to have an immovable holiday for the world, to take into mind the gifts of Jesus. And so that's important for us. In Luke, the 2nd chapter, verses 13 through 12, it's important for us to know that heaven celebrated Jesus. Suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. I think that's important for us to understand this, to understand that if the Lord celebrated the birth of his Son, it's okay for us to celebrate the birth of his Son. And so, you know, other people will cite Colossians 2 and 16, therefore no one is to act as your judge in regards to food or drink or in respect to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath day. And so what happens is that people will take this verse and not celebrate the new Sabbath and not celebrate Christmas or other things, okay? But that depends on their context and how they look at it. And it's important for us, you know, the Bible lets us know that if you want to judge someone, you have to have yourself in a place where you can be judged also. And so we understand that concept and people's views, and I welcome them to their views. That's their challenge. Me personally, I celebrate Christmas. I celebrate it because it's a time for me to not only just to show it physically, but to speak of our Lord and Savior, to let our children know that Jesus is the reason for the season, to also let my children know how other cultures celebrate Christmas, because there's Hanukkah. You know, there's different celebrations throughout this year. And when we bring all those together, it's okay. It's okay with me. I'm not so strict in my views and my opinion. This is me personally, that I don't believe other people can celebrate the Lord and Savior. Okay? That's important. The thing most important to me is having peace, observing the scriptures, and to also to pass on the tradition of Christ and having Christ in Christmas and understanding that. And so let me focus on, behold, you know, the virgin with child. This is so important for us to understand this because we have it in Scripture. We have the prophecy. We have the Old Testament. We have the foundation of it in Scripture in Genesis. When the Lord, from the fall, had already made his plan. When the Lord chose Abraham to be the progenitor of a holy family and how he predicted it was going to come through. Now, 42 generations through the line of Abraham and David. He says in Luke, the second chapter, the 9th to the 12th verse, for today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And the angel said unto him, again, he said unto him, do not be afraid. I think that's germane to what we're talking about today. Don't let the enemy allow you to be afraid, afraid to celebrate, afraid to love, afraid to give gifts. The most precious gift that you can give is a smile, is a love, is a hug. The gifts that you give at Christmas, showing love to people, especially during this time when there's racial tension, when there's financial unrest, when there's corporate unrest, it's important for us to get away from things such as greed, prejudice, and bigotry. To get away from things of that nature and to show kindness and love to our fellow man. I think it's great that we take this season. I have many neighbors that the day after Thanksgiving, they start celebrating Christmas. And to me, that's beautiful. I have other neighbors who say, there they go again, putting up those lights and doing this. I think after you've worked a hard year, after you put in time, with your job, with your business, handling situations, dealing with customers, dealing with issues, dealing with different trials and tribulations throughout the year, I think it's time to celebrate. I think life is about celebrating high points, celebrating good times, taking the time to celebrate with family, to sit down and to take that time to show love and to show consideration. I think that's important for us to do those things. In Galatians 4, it says that, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born into a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions as son. Critical verse here. So important for us to understand this because the law was put in place because of the sin of man. Jesus came. He was the only one, you know, he had to be born of a woman through the Holy Spirit because that's how God wanted it done. But he was the only one who could fulfill the law and who could redeem us from the law rightfully by rightfully fulfilling the law. And then we're open to receive him and to receive the adoption as sons. I love this verse in the book of Psalms 107. One, a lot of my colleagues would say the division of Psalms. They do not like to call Psalms books. But it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. And that's me. That's my spirit during Christmas, to have an everlasting joy and to have an everlasting love of Christ. We have some questions here, and the question is, should I celebrate Christmas? My family doesn't like, some of my family members doesn't like to celebrate, but I want to celebrate Christmas. Well, I think that's a very important thing to do. I would celebrate Christmas. I think it's important to celebrate Christmas because Christmas is a great time to come together as family and to show love. It's very important for us to do that. It's very important for us to show the love of Christ, to honor the love of Christ. then for me, I think that's a very powerful thing. We have another question here in regards to Christmas. What about family members that do not believe in Christmas? Well, I think it's important for us to honor their decision to do that. That doesn't have to stop you from celebrating. I have some family members of mine that do not celebrate Christmas. And what we do is that I am very cognizant of that. If they don't want to receive a Christmas card, I don't send them one. If they don't want to exchange gifts, then we don't have them participate in a gift exchange. But we do show them the true meaning of Christmas because we love them. That's the true meaning of Christmas. I think the other things are, you know, a little bit more than pomp and circumstance, but they are definitely, you know, the fanfare of Christmas. And so we have the lights and we have all of those different things that might get people in the way. And so those things can get in the way of people, but I don't think we have to let those things get in our way and have to have us not display the true meaning of Christmas. I understand what people say in regards to Christmas trees, and they can go back to all the pagan things of it. But the Lord also says, you know, what I've made clean is clean. And through the Holy Spirit, through the works of Jesus on the cross, we don't have to be, you know, so judgmental. We can have a good time in the Lord. And I think that's important. And we're going down to the end of the show. We have our last few minutes. And I want us to understand that all the different things about Christmas. some people, you know, like to say St. Nicholas wasn't real in that, but St. Nick was a true saint. He was a true saint of God, and he is a true saint of old. Some people like to talk about his genealogy and his race. I don't think that's an important factor. I think that it was the spirit of Christmas that he portrayed. St. Nicholas was a real Christian. He was a believer. And what's important about him was that he was real. And we get the modern-day Christmas theme from the spirit that he portrayed. And that's because everywhere he went, he gave gifts. He used all of his money and his time and his effort to give out gifts for children. When you see some of the true portraits of him, he does show that he was of African descent, that he was a dark individual. Some people believe that he was a Muslim, and some believe that he was just a European African. And it doesn't matter to me. What I think that is most important is that the spirit of Christ again and the spirit of love. And that's what people have to understand. There's always people out there that want to be controversial and that want to try and separate people. But I believe that the true spirit of Christmas is bringing people together, getting past the commercialism, getting past the marketing, getting past the politics of it. I think that we can have a great opportunity of showing the love of Christ and to enjoy a day, you know, within the season of celebrating love, of celebrating what Christmas is all about. I want to go back to the Word of God again, because one of my favorite verses again is John 1:14. And it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. After reading that verse and hearing that verse, who would not want to celebrate Jesus? Okay? You can say what you want to say, but the Bible clearly tells us, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and render unto God what is God's. And when Constantine made December the 25th Christmas and an immovable holiday, what he did was that he put it there in effect. And I believe it was God's doing through the Holy Spirit, because Christmas is one of the few global holidays that is celebrated around the world. I think people miss that because different cultures and different religions have different holidays, different feast days, different days that they celebrate for different reasons. But Christmas, for the most part of the world, and not only the free world, is celebrated all over the whole world. And it's very important for us to understand that. I want to tell everyone that our host, who's having technical difficulties today, want to tell everyone Merry, Merry Christmas. I don't know if she heard me earlier, but we forgive you for doing the stanky leg on Facebook. Somebody caught you. You got busted before you gave the announcement of our show on today. So we're going to let that go because it's the Christmas season. So because of the technical difficulties, she's not available, and I'm doing the full hosting of the show on today. We're coming down to our last few minutes, and so we wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody and hope that they enjoy the show and enjoy Christmas. I got one more question here on Facebook, and it's a person talking about the pressures of Christmas. And I covered some of that earlier in the call, but I'm going to go back on some of that now. People, understand me, and people, please get this in your heart and mind. Jesus never wanted anyone to go into debt on Christmas. Do not have so much of a Merry Christmas that you spend the whole year paying yourself, paying bills for that Christmas. That's not what it's about. So do not put financial pressure on yourself. Do not allow people to put pressure on you. I remember one year, a couple of my neighbors said to me a couple of times, Dan, are you going to decorate your house? Dan, almost everybody on the street has their house decorated. And a couple of my neighbors were pressured into putting up decorations that they didn't want to do, but because the other neighbors had their houses all lit up, they had to go out and do it. And I said, well, I'm going to put up a couple of days before Christmas. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. You know, getting that extra $200 added to my electric bill doesn't seem very Christmassy to me. And so if you want to decorate your house, go ahead. I'm going to applaud you for it, but I don't have to fall into that. Putting pressure on yourself to go out and buy an expensive Christmas tree or to try to make it to every Christmas party, you don't have to put those type of pressures on your thing. Having to get yourself into a lot of gift exchanges, you don't have to do that too. Getting caught up in thinking that you have to provide expensive Christmas gifts for people, you don't have to do that too. Can I tell you that some of the best gifts I got were, you know, were made with love, and some of the gifts that we got, we were just thankful that we got them at the time. I'm going to take a lot of people back because some Christmases coming up in our home, it was more important for us in the cold South to have heat on, to have, you know, logs in the fireplace, to be warm, to have a nice Christmas dinner. And in our Christmas stockings, a lot of times we got socks, we got fruit. We were thankful. We were grateful for new underwear, for new pair of jeans. We were thankful for, you know, toiletries, cologne. And then other Christmases, we were blessed. We got the toys that we wanted. We got some things that we wanted. But the thing about it was that we never put the pressure on our parents. I want this. I got to have that. I got to have this. I got to have that. My mom taught us a true spirit of having a grateful heart and being thankful. And all the Christmases were nice, regardless of what we got. If we got spoiled or if we got a lot of necessities that we needed, we were thankful for that, you know, because kids can put a lot of pressures on kids. My parents got me this. This is what they're getting, this and that. And then that puts pressure on the parents, people trying to keep up with the Joneses. We don't have to do that. And then shame on Lexus and shame on Mercedes and with all this December to remember and Christmas to remember and having people going out and getting in debt and getting big old giant leases for new cars and these type of things. And so don't let Christmas, the pressure of Christmas, don't let that get to you and have that put you in a financial bind, okay? And then I wanted to cover this. We do have individuals who have had loved ones pass in this year or right before Christmas and during the Christmas season, and it brings back memories. And what we have to understand as believers, don't let these things get you down. Celebrate their life and celebrate their legacy in heaven. They're in heaven, and they're looking down upon us. As Hebrews said, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We thank God for our loved ones that have gone on before us, for people who experienced a bout of depression during the holiday season. And Christmas is bringing on pressure for them. Christmas is bringing on some darkness. And the Christmas spirit doesn't necessarily isn't received in the same way as it is for some of us. And so let's pray for them. Let's have them in our prayers. Let's have them in our thoughts. Let's keep them in mind and understand that, because what is a holiday for some people is a dark day for other people because of breakups, disillusions and contracts, marital issues and problems. And so we have to understand that. We're down to our last 3 minutes in the show. I want to give God praise that we've been very, very fortunate to have some good Christmases. I thank God for my children. And this is the season of Thanksgiving. I thank God for my children. I thank God for living in a country that celebrates Christmas. I was looking on TV the other day, watching a few Christmas shows, and they get you in the spirit of giving. And Bah Humbug, you know, is Bah Humbug. Go on away, boo-boo spirit, and go away, you know, the blah, blah, blah. The Lord wants us to be happy in whatever state we're in, and being happy is a state of mind. And so some of us have more than we did last year. Some of us have less than we did last year in material things, but we still have the same God, and God is on the throne. And that's what we're celebrating. We're celebrating that the Lord sent him. We're celebrating that he was born. You know, I talked about this earlier in the show, but it's worth mentioning again. Satan, in that Antichrist spirit, always tries to thwart God's plan. And so before Jesus was even born, there was the initiative sent out, the mission was sent forth to destroy, to kill the babies, to stop the Messiah from being born. That's why it was so important that the ambassadors from the Lord, the angels went out and spoke to who they were supposed to speak to and to deliver that, to thwart the plan of the enemy. We see the same case tried to happen with Moses. And so it's important for us to understand that. Have a Merry, Merry Christmas, people. Understand that it will give Satan no better joy or his cohort than to see you not be happy, not to celebrate. Celebrate if you have a tree. If you don't have a tree, celebrate if you're going to a Christmas party or not to a Christmas party. Celebrate if you're celebrating by yourself. Celebrate if you're celebrating with huge family members and bring in the true meaning of Christmas. That's what's so important for us to all to understand. Get past the controversy. Get past all the things that the enemy's trying to come in and darken this day. But it is a good season. We are alive. We are healthy. God is good. God is healing. God is blessing. We live in a free country. We're experiencing freedom. God is opening up new opportunities. And that's what we're celebrating. Another great year with our Lord leading us through the Holy Spirit. So God bless you. I hope you got the true meaning of Christmas. We hope to see you on our next show. We will bring out our topic. We're going to have it on Facebook. We'll get that information out to you with the topic of our next show. God bless you. Take care. And thank you for listening with us today on Precious Predicaments. God bless you.